Hello and welcome to the Encouraging Angels podcast with Stan Szymanski. I'm your host, Stan Szymanski. Today is Monday, April 22, 2024, and I have a great show for you today. Neither Encouraging Angels nor Stan Szymanski nor anyone affiliated with Encouraging Angels is offering any type of advice on this program. We do not offer legal advice. We do not offer medical advice. We do not offer financial advice. We do not offer personal advice of any kind. Please consult a professional in the area of your need or interest, and everything presented here is for informational purposes only. Well, Jack Lawson and I debuted our new installment of the Wargaming the American Apocalypse writings. Pardon me. This weekend, we debuted on Saturday, Wargaming the American Apocalypse, Positively Identifying the Enemy. And we have had in the past 2 days a very good response indeed. And I want to share that article with you on the air today. Now, this is the actual article is available at www.encouragingangels.org. And just click on EA blog and find the article with a really cool picture of the guy looking through binoculars. Let's go to it, shall we? Wargaming the American Apocalypse, Positively Identifying the Enemy. And this is important because a lot of people can't see what's happening around them. You know, we'll get into it. The first installment helped to get people past some of that. So let's read this, shall we? By Stan Szymanski and Jack Lawson. And I appreciate Jack for being so forthcoming with a lot of information that was due, you know, primarily to his, military service, but also his ability to just see what's going on. And Jack is such, you know, a great author in his own right that we just, I just appreciate being able to co-write with him on this. In our first installment of Wargaming the American Apocalypse, First Admit There is an Emergency, we detailed the case that there are, in fact, emergencies on many levels in the U.S. that are destroying the American way of life now for you and your posterity. But who or what is it that are precipitating these emergencies? Of course, life itself is a series of ups and downs, and we have to take the good with the bad. But there is something much more sinister afoot for Americans that love our country and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is something that wants to take our ability to speak freely. Something that wants to take our ability to protect ourselves, our families, and our homes. Something that wants to take our ability to choose who we want to govern our nation in an honest manner. Something who wants to tell us what to eat, where we can go or not go, and whether we can own anything at all. Something that is doing everything it can to disrupt the safety of our communities while bankrupting the country through a long series of entitlements, while too many disabled United States veterans live on the streets lacking shelter and the true benefits they deserve. Something that is very organized and has been at this war for a very long time. Something that has a satanic allegiance. In order to find something out, we would do well to investigate these issues with the help of someone who has spent a great deal of his life fighting and addressing the consequences of the policies of these things. I am confident we would do well to ask Mr. Jack Lawson. Jack has served in the United States Air Force as a missile guidance and SAFO nuclear arming controls, electronic technician, and the Foreign Legion in Africa as a member of an airborne rapid deployment force in a guerrilla war. He has written and published many essays and other books, including The Slaver's Wheel, And We Hide from the Devil, In Defense, and of course, Civil Defense Manual, Volumes 1 and 2. I have already alluded to the fact that something is amiss and has been at war with America for a long time. The something I refer to is communism. The image in a lot of minds of what communism is a 50-foot by 50-foot banner of a portrait of Joseph Stalin or Chairman Mao, the Cold War, and a working class that, at least until recently, has not fared well. Jack, what is communism today, and why does it pose a real threat to 2024 America? So this, just a step away from the article for a second, this is me asking questions of Jack, and I do interject maybe a comment or two. So I just read my question, and this will be Jack's answer. Back to the article. Most people who think the word communism or think of the word communism are thinking a 70-year-old thought, Cold War era. The United States versus the Russians and Chinese. It is now Western globalists directing this. They intend to be world rulers, using the appeal of communism to the mass of people to get them there. Communism, patterned after Marxism, is socialism with a gun barrel pointed up your nose. You can vote your way into communism, but you have to shoot your way out of it. The communists have historically cheated citizens in elections to get in. And then you'll never have another fair election once they're in power. And once in power, they will remove your individual rights and the right to even have opposition candidates in elections. Nothing can be done by a citizen with individual rights thinking that is opposed to the agenda of the communist rulers. And that's everything. Read history. Communism and socialism appeal to the young. This is Jack speaking. Once entertained the thought that it would make a better society. Then I grew up. I experienced people and the world, and maturity and common sense told me that communism was like Disneyland, an illusion and not real as a form of government. Winston Churchill allegedly said, "When you're young, if you aren't a socialist, you have no heart or compassion. When you're older and mature, if you're still a socialist, you have no brain." Communism is simply a dictatorship with ruling elite. Most of these elites are incompetent, but the most ruthless of the leadership. My cardiologist, who was raised in communist Poland, told me about a friend from Bulgaria who his wife and he visited. While in Bulgaria, after the fall of the communist rulers, this friend of his took his wife and him on a tour of the former Bulgaria's communist rulers' extravagant walled city, guarded by the army and off-limits to anyone but the ruling class. It was secretive during the communist reign. They had special Neiman Marcus shops, food of anyone's imagination there, while their, quote, comrades, unquote, the common people of Bulgaria, went without. Read history. Communist Marxism is an illusion. When the reality of not being able to deliver that illusion becomes apparent, the original supporters are quietly killed off. Why? Because those who put the communist leadership in power can remove them from power. Read history. Believers in communism need to party with refugees in America from communist countries like I did when I drank. Now, this is still Jack talking. As these refugees told me, Communism is illogical because it ignores the basis of human nature, that we are each different and have ambitions. Communism destroys the spirit of man and destroys hope, they said. Of course, proponents of it say communist Marxism hasn't been done correctly, despite the 100 million plus people and counting killed by communists trying to prove that communism is a viable ideology. It's a fool's ideology. And as always, inside the article, of which some really major internet people who post content fail to do, and in fact have stolen my work and put their own names on it, I always put this in the middle of an article. Please refer to our proviso at the end of the article regarding any reproduction of this writing and consider a donation to Encouraging Angels. Today, we need your support. And I echo that sentiment. Back to Jack's comment here. But the most important point is the present elites proposing a one-world government are using the appeal of communist Marxism to take control of the world. The fools who are the woke common people are mindless and don't have a clue that they are being used as frontline soldiers by the very forces proposing communism that are causing mankind hardship and suffering to them also. And here's my next question for Jack. Jack, who are the leaders of the Communist Party worldwide? Can you give examples of how big communist entities use smaller Marxist states in welfare, be it overt or covert? And Jack's answer is, China is communist. The Chinese hybrid communist, capitalist, economic, and social surveillance system is the pattern for these globalists, as the Russian version failed decades ago. Russia is still modeled after communism, even though they are now one of the last refuges of traditional family values. Christianity and are flat out against the woke drive of the Western world. Large portions of the, quote, elected, unquote, bureaucrats of almost every government in the world, almost all of the leadership of major corporations and international businessmen, more than small countries are allowed to succeed, are controlled by the globalists. The communists no longer need to use small countries to launch guerrilla warfare against neighboring countries. They are going for America and the whole world now. One final assault. Who are they? Names of people we'll never hear of with wealth of trillions. How do I know this? Simple logic. There are too many facets and groups working for their agenda that are coordinated. This is a massive undertaking. But they've been at this for decades, if not centuries. Bureaucrats, judges, the woke change advocates, those leaders of the Great Reset, mainstream news media, illegal migration directors, non-government organization, NGOs, BLM, Antifa, leftist leaders of governments, etc., bought off politicians that we've elected or not, are there knowing or unwitting dupes and fools? Virtually anyone of authority, these evil people either, one, buy off compromised operatives, two, sidestep and go around, three, blackmail into compliance, four, destroy through humiliation and accusations of such things such as pedophilia, five, financially ruin, and six, kill. Most in authority carry out their agenda whether they, who stand in their way, like it or not. Threatening a person's family is a powerful motivation. Now, someone tell me how all these thousands of parts are not coordinated by a central group. Is it happenstance and haphazard? Mathematically impossible. Worse, most of their programs and agendas are being done with taxpayer dollars through our government expenditures. They own the central banks and collect every dollar of interest debt paid each year in taxes. These people are the very instigators of greed that's causing the inequities, hardships, war, suffering, and death of the world's population, and are the advocates of communism for the populations. The woke idiots are their communist foot soldiers on the ground. They idolize the very people causing them a boot on the face type of hardship. Of course, these well-heeled liberals will remind you while the boot is stomping on your face, quote, you have to remember that you have free health care and 100% literacy, unquote. They are hyper-wealthy unknowns who shield themselves with nation-states, would throw their own citizens, the real patriots, and anyone else to the dogs at any moment to suit their goals. They hide in the shadows and darkness and pull the strings through hundreds of thousands of people under their control. They are advocates of endless wars for control and profit. I believe they are psychopathic, satanic, and evil. I chase their barbaric foot soldiers all around Africa. I will not tell you stories of what they did to their own people because you wouldn't believe me. Understand that the only currency in communism is power. Money in any form is of limited value to the leadership. The most dogmatic and ruthless of the communists are elevated to the leadership. They will do barbaric, bizarre, and mind-bending cruel things to prove their ruthlessness. They will do this just to make their mark. That makes them feared and thus elevates them as leaders. And here's my question. Recently, Pete Hoekstra of the Gatestone Institute International Policy Council penned China's unrestricted warfare. Is it here already? Are we indeed knee-deep in the hoopla? And here's Jack's answer. Russia, Iran, North Korea are not the threat to the average American. The Chinese CP, the CP of CCP, stands for Communist Party, that still controls China, is the supreme threat. Their infiltration of America's citizens, government, and military is hugely underestimated. Back to Mike, a new question from me. I, Stan, run a disability ministry, Encouraging Angels, and on the surface, discussing the threat of collectivism on the special needs and the disabled might seem like a non-essential subject. But before the Third Reich professionalized its carrying out of mass death in the labor camps of Treblinka, Auschwitz, Dachau, and Buchenwald, and many more, they first carried out genocide upon the disabled and those with physical, mental, and emotional disabilities, as well as those with catastrophic illness. The infirmed and affected were referred to by Hitler and his government as, quote, useless eaters, unquote. In 2005, Xi Haoxian, Minister of Defense and Vice Chairman of China's Central Military, in a speech, said that the Nazis, quote, turned out to be too soft, unquote, and basically that they, the Chinese, need America to feed their people and that they can't cohabitate with U.S. residents. Just how evil are the communists and what are they willing to do to Americans? Here's Jack's answer. The disabled, mentally deficient, and handicapped are God's gift to us. For governments, doctors, medical people, and authorities to become judge, jury, and executioners, judging who can live and who is unacceptable as a drain on society is obscene. When will they progress in their judgment to exterminate others because they don't like the shape of your face, color of your eyes, or your thought, or body type? If we allowed disabled, mentally deficient, and handicapped to be put to death, we have failed as the human species. We have lost the greatest element of the human psyche, compassion. American people have to understand that the Chinese have historically been unable to feed their people from their farmland. They are after American, Canadian, and Australian farmland and agricultural production. Here is my question to Jack. One of the tools of the Marxists is propaganda. How have communist beliefs made their way into the American psyche? Where do we see it, and how is this dangerous to life as we have known it in the United States? Here's Jack's answer. The worst that people can do is to continue to listen and watch the mainstream media and entertainment industry as they have been doing for decades now. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. Yes, that Fox News that masquerades as conservative. CBS, ABC, and PBS are America's government news service, now run by communists, paid with our tax dollars. Sick of movies and entertainment featuring sexual depravity as normal? That's because all news and entertainment is controlled by the globalists, and this is part of their agenda of destroying Christianity and the traditional family structure. The onslaught of propaganda is permeating everywhere and everything in America now. Communist Marxism must destroy a traditional life that is competition to communist Marxism. It must destroy all individual thinking, religion, the family unit, common sense, the truth, individual rights, and the ability of people to defend themselves if they are assaulted. They must take all firearms and all means of efficient resistance to their obscenities and defense against attack away from the citizen of these United States. The state becomes the only entity that has the license, the right, and the authority to use violence. A Romanian man told me the story of a 90-year-old woman attacked by a young man as he attempted to rob her. He was caught. The woman offered no resistance to his attack, but was handcuffed and arrested and hauled off to prison as a, quote, participant, unquote, to the violence. Their goal is to create chaos, to which they will become the savior. This is precisely why America seems upside down to 85% of Americans. Don't for one second believe half of Americans are behind or want this chaos, because the news media makes that small 15% look like half. That's how they cheat on elections. When people believe half of Americans want this bogus, quote, change, unquote, they then can believe their candidate legitimately lost an election, but it was by massive cheating, in my humble opinion. Live around the world as I have, and you will know that America is a pretty darn good place to live in. So don't start believing that there is so much wrong with this country. If it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it. And here is my final question. I do have one more comment at the end. What can Americans do? Can we vote our way out of this situation? Do you see a war in the continental U.S. as a real possibility? I don't want to scare people at all, but a lot of Americans are right now planning some sort of vacation when they should be reading your book, Civil Defense Manual. and planning to survive what is coming with their neighbors and loved ones, don't you think? And here's Jack's answer. Americans need to be prepared, and to an overwhelming degree, they are not. I doubt we can vote our way out of this, and I believe, quote, force of arms, unquote, will occur at some point, which will give a conclusion one way or the other. That will happen, and our normal way of life will be gone forever. So will people who are unprepared. They will be gone forever. Be aware of who is doing this. Be suspicious of, quote, news reporting, unquote, whether mainstream or alternative. Be aware of their attempt to create absolute chaos so they can come to the rescue and install communism as the savior ideology. Holy shnikes! Cue the Chris Farley clip. And we do have a link to Chris Farley saying holy shnikes. Just get someone's books and learn to store food and water, life-sustaining medicines, have a firearm to protect you and your family with, get to know your neighbors, and organize to protect your area. I recommend your readers go to www.civildefensemanual.com and read about the book and go to What's in the Civil Defense Manual. Start referencing the book of your chosen religion. It will tell people the mistakes our ancestors made and how to be. My chosen book is the Bible, where I read about God, our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I'm working on it. And I concur by saying, me too, Jack. And that was our article. I'm very happy and proud to say, Wargaming, the American Apocalypse, Positively Identifying the Enemy, which is available at, you know, for your perusal at www.encouragingangels.org. Click on EA blog and you will find it in the top three or four articles on our blog right now. And I love the picture that's on there. The guy sitting there with, you know, looking through his binoculars, apparently positively identifying his enemy. We had a lot of good response, a lot of views. And this is the kind of article that you need to share, because people do not believe that this is here. Not that it's coming, that it's here. A friend of mine, you know, impressed upon me that it's not coming, it's here. So, folks, take Jack's words about preparing. You know, I positively identify your enemies as totalitarian taskmasters, as the communists that they are. Because people will, if this goes through, if they are able to take over everything, it'll be a totalitarian nightmare. I mean, I put my two cents in there in the article regarding my questions about what the Nazis did to, you know, what they ultimately did to everybody, but they first did to the disabled and the special needs folks. Oh, yes, they did. And weren't they real men to attack those people? That's how you know who the cowards really are. But the communists are now doing the same thing. And they attacked them through COVID with the jab, with the vax. And they tested it on them first. How do I know? I did work inside an institution. And I saw them drop like flies before, months before March of 2020. That's in my humble opinion, by the way. In my humble opinion. But the infirmed and the affected were referred to by Hitler and his government as useless eaters. You, my friend, are in the crosshairs, and you are being referred to in, quote, hallowed halls as useless eaters. And how do we know? Well, in 2005, Shi Haoshen, Minister of Defense and Vice Chairman of China's Central Military, in a speech that said that the Nazis turned out to be too soft, and basically that they, the Chinese, need America to feed their people, and they can't cohabitate with U.S. residents. What does that mean, can't cohabitate? Means they can't live with you. Means they're not going to come here and go, oh, isn't it so nice to be here in America? No, they're going to wipe out the Americans. They're going to exterminate the Americans. How are they doing this? Number one, jab, 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 jab. Number two, how about fentanyl? Right now, we have to start becoming, I read an article, I think it was yesterday, start becoming concerned about airborne attacks of drones dropping fentanyl. Think about that. I mean, it's like a little pinch of that will kill a human being. That stuff is potent from what I understand. Lethal. How about the invasion? How many Chinese are here illegally? How many South Americans and many, many, many more countries from around the world? They can't cohabitate with you. They're not going to cohabitate with you. Get that through your head. War, war, war is what is here. That's why our article is called, this series that we're writing, War Gaming, the American Apocalypse. And this installment was positively identifying the enemy. So you can do that so you can wake up, so you can wake up your family and friends. And as the CEO of a disability ministry, I don't want to see special needs and disabled folks targeted, because they are targeted. Like I said, there was people dying from unknown reasons months before March 2020 inside institutions. I'll just leave it at that, because I can't prove anything. I just know what I saw. Yep. War Gaming, the American Apocalypse. Go to www.encouragingangels.org, EA blog, and share this with friends and family. Because they're coming for you. They're coming for your family. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your senior parents. They're coming for us all. Yep. That's what they want. All of it. And they don't want you around. Ain't going to share nothing with you. Ladies and gentlemen, get Jack's book. I mean, going through this, how could you not be impressed by, you know, Jack's information and what he has to share? Go to www.civildefensemanual.com and please examine. He's got a couple of chapters for free on the web. Number one, the one about water. If you read that, you will know that this man knows what he's talking about. But the books, it's 950 pages, two volume set, on all the information on food, water, shelter, energy, protection, communications, and much, much more for $100. I mean, friends, I mean, where are you going to have if the electricity goes down, if the grid goes down? I mean, friend, look, let me pull this article up. I do have this up on encouragingangels.org. This is from the burning platform today. Title, huge cover-up. Russian Air Force shot down an Israeli F-35, leaving Jordanian airspace that was set to launch an EMP weapon over Iran. Folks, if you don't think that electromagnetic pulse aren't going to be used in this war, I say to you, think again. And I have this article on Encouraging Angels at the blog for your consideration. An EMP that is detonated over the center of virtually any country will result in the deaths of 90% of its population within a year. Those are the studies from the United States EMP Task Force. But here is just last week that this was going to happen, and the Russians shot down the F-35 that was going to launch an EMP over Iran. Get Jack's book, civildefensemanual.com. If you weren't in the military, you don't know what to do. And there'll be a place for you if you don't have any food and water. It's called a FEMA camp, and your pastor will show you the way because he's a member of the clergy response team. CivilDefenseManual.com. Make sure you have a pair. And make sure you have a pair of books. Got it? Support Encouraging Angels. www.encouragingangels.org. Click on the Donate tab, and you can give online with your card immediately at the Cornerstone link, or you can send something directly to our P.O. Box. Well, this is the Encouraging Angels podcast. I'm Stan Szymanski, and I look forward to seeing you right here next time.